You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
When Eliezer arrived in the house of Rivka Imenu, and then we see Rivka Imenu went with her. And obviously, your question is, what's your question?
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why?
What does that why mean?
Why did she go?
Why?
Why not?
Why not? You know, do you want to get married? Why not?
But there can be 10 candles, no? With a lot of brachah.
Exactly. Beautiful. Who would, with the right mind, leave his house and leave with somebody that he doesn't know? Would you do such a thing? Huh?
Yeah, it's not
now. You understand the point?
Yeah.
How could it be such a thing?
I don't know.
Now, you never thought about this?
Yeah, I thought about it.
Just now, before. How could it be such a thing?
That only happens when you know the next destination is better than what you have right now.
Yes.
Now, she's only 3 years old. And then, it's very interesting. Now, first, the brother and the mother, they say, take her. And then they say, no, let ask her. Why they change their mind? What happened?
Because Eliezer said, let me go back to my master. He wanted to let him go.
Yeah, so they said, you know, this is the hand of God. Hashem planned this. Mi Hashem yatsa davar. That's what they said. And then all of a sudden, they changed their mind. What happened? You noticed? Mm-hmm. I really did.
Yeah,
because
the father said that they'd be here for another 10 months to 12 months, then you go.
Right. So why in the beginning they say, okay, take care, and then all of a sudden they changed their mind? Why?
That interesting.
Especially. When her father passed away, you just leave the house? When they said yes, so the father was around. So now all of a sudden, the father is not around because whatever that he planned to do, and the angel came and changed the plate, and then he ate the food that he was planning to give to Eliezer, and it was not a healthy food. And then he went to his olamo. So now they're saying, no, how could it be? So they said, you know what? Let her come. We'll ask her, right? She says, yes, I'll go. How can you go? You're a single girl with 11 men. And you just go? How could it be such a thing?
She doesn't want to be too in that house anymore.
You just leave like this?
Well, she knew that.
This doesn't puzzle you. It's very strange.
Very.
Very strange. How could it be? You just leave? How could it be such a thing?
What's your opinion? That's the question.
You want to know my opinion?
Yes.
But you have no suggestion we can solve this problem?
It's a deep philosophy. Sometimes something happens and you have to just walk away.
Just walk away. But you have some reasoning, no?
You can't negotiate.
Understand, but something should attract you. Something has to interest you, no?
Yeah.
You're not just to walk anywhere or buy anything. Now, as you know, the marketing today is called packaging marketing. You know, you don't buy things because whatever it's inside. What do you buy?
The nicest package.
Yeah, it's a packaging market. It says 50% more, mean air more. They have the 50% air in there. You know, they have a better design, color, and then that's how people buy things. That applies with everything. Now here, there's a very beautiful, powerful message, and that is what Rivka Imenu was thinking when she saw Eliezer. What was she thinking? Now, what would you think? You know, you see a man, you know, he's standing there and praying, and then you come, and then you help them, give them the water and so on, and then he gives, well, what did he do years later, after?
He gave her gifts.
Jewelry. And then when he came home, what did he do? They cleaned the house, they took all the idols out, Laban, Hasadik, Rivka's brother, and then he says, I'm not going to eat, I have to sit with the Torah, because when you sit at the table, you have to sit with the Torah. So he turned on Kol HaNeshama radio, so they went on the app, and then listened to the Torah, and then he says, I have to tell you what exactly happened. So he tells all the story, you know, how he came, and then what happened, and all the stories is written, right? And then, so wow, this is the hand of Hashem, no question. And then, as we said, you know, they had a little bit, you know, doubt. So then let's ask our daughter what she says. And right away, she said, I go. Just goes. Here, the beautiful point here is the impression that Rivka Imenu got from Eliezer. What was it? He's a Ben Adam. And son of Hariri. Look at him, how polite he is, what a manner he has. He said, only a servant. So now, if the servant acts like this, more so, my husband. So all the way I'm for it. If he's acting like this, you know what the house this is? You know what the house it is? How could it be a servant could act like this? Look at this. He's praying. He's so giving. He's so polite. Has such a manner. How could it be such a thing? See, the house that he grown up and the master that he has, they have such an impact on him. And this is the whole story. And that is, you know, sometimes, as Persian Akodi says, you know, you want to see what is he all about. You don't know. You just met him, right? So what's the solution? How are you going to find out what is he all about? What kind of character he has? What do you need to do?
Give him one.
Beautiful. Find out who is his friends. What does that mean? So that means the friends that he associates with, that means they exactly his copy. Unless it would not be around them. So that means there's a nickname for every human being. Every human being has a nickname. Beautiful. Chazaka Baruch. This is the bat kol, the heavenly voice. So that means you been attracted, just like a magnet, to people that you able to cope with, that you have interest in. So that means when you're not sure how somebody really is all about, see who he likes to go to, who he talks to, who he associates with. That's him. It's a different name, different size, and different look. But exactly it's him. Exactly. So that means you only go to people that you can relate to. So here, the Chaim says, if Eliezer is acting like this, obviously, that means Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu, his son, is much, much greater than him. And that's the proof. That when he says, I'm the servant of Abraham, what does that mean? He looked exactly like Avraham Avinu. Copy. Why? Because it's known. You know, the husband, the wife, after a while, they look like exactly like one another. Yeah. And not only that, sometimes you call their house, you don't know if it's the husband or the wife. Why? Because they become one. And it's very interesting, like the birds, you know, they fly together, yeah. They all look the same. The Gemara says that people, the same way that their face is different, that means their opinion is also different. What does that mean? So that means when your face becomes one, that means you're doing the same thing. That means when you associate with somebody that's so close to, it's you. And it's very interesting, the psychology behind it is, if you want to find out who you are, See who you associate with. That's much easier. Because sometimes you don't know what you're up to. But when you look at your friends, say, ah, this is me. It's the mirror. And that's why we always ask Hashem, please, harchir me, mishachenra, mikhaverra. Why? Because when you associate with them, then you become exactly like them. And that's what the whole beautiful message of Ibrahim Imenu runs. Where are you going? You don't know this man. You just met him a few hours ago. You met him. He has stayed overnight, and then that's it. I'm going. Where are you going? It's good enough. Why? Because if he has such a great personality, so that means I have no doubt about
the master,
my husband. And she was right. She was right. And that's the whole beautiful point here that, you know, sometimes it's that they have kosher sign. Good people, good manner people, holy people, because you upgrade yourself. And that's what the whole task here is, that every day we have to upgrade ourselves, especially this beautiful month of Kislev, that is month of Geulah and Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem, and that's what we fought for, that to bring the holiness back. And Hashem Yisakenu, Bezat Hashem, Beharbe Yeshuot, Semachot, Bezat Hashem, Kol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.